Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are starting this Love is Blind finale with a multiple choice question.
Oh.
Okay. Here we go. Can you get this right? Do you have your winning music ready to go?
Winning music? Or you didn't tell me to have music.
I thought we had music when things are good. I don't know why we have all this stuff.
Here we go. Oh,
wait. You know what? Turn that off. This is serious. This is serious business. This is serious recap, reality show recaps. This is serious. Stop it!
Love is blind. Love is blind. It's reality games presenting. Love is blind.
Brett and Tiffany's wedding officiant, is he A, an aspiring megachurch pastor?
Okay.
B, an aspiring stand-up comedian?
Mm-hmm.
C, a current or aspiring pub trivia host? Or D, all of the above?
I'm nervous. I'm going to say...
Search your heart.
I'm going to say D, all of the above. Yay! Here's some music.
That's winning music. Y'all, that's it. That's all I wanted. God damn it. This is Love is Blind, the finale. What is it? Eternal Bliss.
Who dis?
By now, we all know how it turned out.
Oh.
This was a satisfying finale.
We weren't completely wrong about everyone.
We were wrong about one couple.
One couple.
Yeah. Well, we were wrong about Chelsea and Kwame.
We were right.
I'm sorry.
We thought they would say I do, but we thought that if anyone... I think you thought he, one of us thought he would, I don't even remember what we said, but.
But we were wrong about Micah and Paul.
This was a satisfying ending. And because of what we know now, because that there's doing a live reunion, oh God, I don't know what Micah's going to be on to be able to get through that.
I know.
Oh my, because y'all.
She was humiliated. By Paul, by a scientist, now he's a nerd, but he's a hot nerd.
She's going to be like when Cersei Lannister's son was poisoned. She's going to go, she's going to be wearing all black. It's going to get bad, y'all.
An arena comes in and kneecaps him and he says, tell Paul it was me.
Tell Paul.
It was a
satisfying finale. I think now between the season three being satisfying and season four, I think now we can put to bed that hopefully we're never going to get a season two finale again. Do you feel less worried about it, Poodle?
I do. Season three, I guess, was pretty satisfying because,
shocking, but
shocking,
satisfying.
Definitely shocking, but satisfying. Although I really didn't want Colleen and Matt to get married.
You did not. You
I
really
did not want that to happen. Ooh.
You really didn't. No. Yeah. I don't blame you.
And I still have you. Scorch marks on my face from Zenob. Zenob screaming at Cole.
We'll see how fame will get to these people and what will change. We know that some of them are quite thirsty.
Yeah. Do you think that Jackie is going to be on the reunion?
Yes. And I think that because she likes and comments on every post we put on Instagram. Bitch is dehydrated. Dehydrated. Ooh. Have we even talked about, I don't even think we talked about all the, maybe we'll say that for the end, kind of all what's happened in social media for Love is Blind. Maybe we'll do that for the end.
She is messy with a capital S. It is bad.
The Loch Ness Monster just went, hey, don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Messy with a capital messy. It's bad.
I'm not that bitch.
Ooh.
Wow. Only on Reality Gaze are you going to get Loch Ness Monster humor.
No, that's not sir. References and imitations. So, should I just some general, like, overview stuff? This season has really been incredible.
By heads and tails, the best season. Heads and tails.
What is in your mouth?
Oh, I have my rubber bands in.
Okay. It sounds like you have marbles in your fucking mouth. So you need to speak more athletically so things don't sound like they're rolling around. Jesus. I just heard heads and tails.
I'm drunk.
Speak athletically.
Heads and tails.
But not popping in your microphone, please.
Well, I have to, though, with these rubber bands. Fine, I'll take them out. But if I have to wear more orthodontics longer, then you have to live with that. There you go. Sorry.
I feel like there's just so much slobber when you speak.
Sometimes I just drool on myself at this point. It's like when I had jaw surgery before and I couldn't feel it, somebody looking at me and I would just be drooling down my shirt.
I wish I could shrink your tongue. Well, like it.
Hey, the men I date don't. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disturbing. So just besides being kind of the best season, I want to say two edits. I think changed everything.
Okay.
I think Paul's edit in response to what he thought about Micah and their relationship was extremely massaged. I think what they chose to say what about Micah and their relationship was only positive.
Micah got a good edit.
Yeah.
From this, because when he said, well, let's first just talk about, let's just get Chelsea and Kwame done. And then because Micah and Paul are next one. There's not much of Kwame and Chelsea except for he says, I do.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, we talked about it most of the
time. What was your response?
When he said, I wrote it and I went, wow. Wow. I just kind of shocked. I was shocked with Micah and Paul. But kind of the way this episode was edited, it made sense. But with Kwame, I was just shocked. What was your response?
Same. We were thinking that the editing was taking great pains to try to suggest he was going to say no. And I think we were a little snowed, because I think they were fine after everything. I will say, she got under my skin more and more. It's like the exact opposite of thing that happened with me for Zach. By the last episode, I was like, oh, you're fucking obnoxious. She's like, oh my God, I'm your wife. I'm Mrs. Kwame. I'm like, shut up.
And it's, again, I bet it's in the edit because I bet there's, when you think back on it, we never actually saw positive moments in their relationship except for when maybe he met her family.
Yeah. No, you're correct. And we only saw really favorable kind of like empowering things for Chelsea. And then slowly things got annoying. Like yeah. That fucking underwear boudoir shoot, which was basically sportswear. God, that was still one of the most cringy things I've seen.
I mean, that's saying something because, and I say this with love, but you're a big fucking slut. And even you wouldn't do that.
No.
You love showing your body. You love making people uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, but it wasn't really sexy. It was just kind of like them in their underwear and trying to look sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like boudoir shoots. It looked like outtakes from porn. It wasn't sexy.
It wasn't. I'm going to ask this for each couple. Do you think they're going to go the distance?
I don't know, because I don't know if I actually saw them together. That's the kind of the frustrating thing here.
True.
I think she was given a really, later on, we saw her as really wanting this relationship, and we saw him as being constantly conflicted and being to a point offensively needy and victim-y. And so I don't know. My gut says no, mostly because he's tried to be on another show before.
From what we've seen, apparently this is a little bit of a social. It's not. There's like
social
now,
media. He was on Married at First Sight and Cut.
Married at First Sight, and there's rumors that people are saying he hired his sister to someone to play his sister.
What?
I think that's
what?
Bullshit. Yeah, I think that's just stupid.
Okay, that's nuts. If that's that nuts. Happened, that's nuts.
I need receipts for that. I'm not going to believe that, y'all. I think that's
you
nuts
just blew up. My mind because I will say, Barbara, please, Barbara. Barbara was quite the sight. She was
a performer.
She was a riot.
She was great.
She was giving everything.
If he ended up hiring someone to play his sister, well done. If I'm ever on it, you know, if the reality show ever wants you and I to be on something, I'll hire
someone to play you in a second.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I wonder if Nessie's available.
Yay! All right, now let's talk about Micah and Paul.
Oh, I was okay. Yeah, you're right.
I don't have anything else of Kwame.
I was just going to say one more thing about Kwame and Chelsea.
Please.
Even when he said, "Oh, I'm your wife," even when he was sitting there, when he said very nonchalantly, he said, "I do." And maybe that's him. Maybe we don't see, but the weirdest thing is there was a lot of him being really gregarious and social in his talking heads, but maybe when maybe he's just a little, he's not really lovey-dovey.
I think that's probably fair, very fair.
Yeah. It felt a little cold to me, the whole scene. And I think, I don't know. I don't know if we ever really knew who he was.
I don't think, again, I don't think he knows who he is.
Yeah. He was, I really disliked him this season. And now I'm a little bit apathetic about it all.
I'm apathetic because I agree with you. I disliked him. But now I'm like, but I don't know him.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't know him after that.
That's what I feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the edit was pretty deceptive. But you know what? It's not that I have a huge, huge problem with it. They were trying to create interest. I think here's my theory.
Oh no.
I think they were,
ladies and gentlemen, to the stage, Tinfoil Hattie.
Hey, boys. It's Tinfoil Hattie. I'm here to provide conspiracy theories from the moon landing JFK assassination. It's Tinfoil Hattie. She's a hell of a time. Wow. Anyway, as Tinfoil Hattie, mm-hmm. I say, I think they were fine. And I think we needed another couple to provide drama because Tiffany and Brett were such an obviously sure thing. And
yeah.
I think that we needed to make things happen. We needed to slant the edit a bit.
I think they preyed upon that most people have watched prior seasons because so many people, we said this, so many other people have said this, that like he gives us SK vibes.
Yeah.
And the fact, I think that they, since we just had the After the Altar and SK cheated on Raven and he was like this other person, I think they played on that.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's kind of unfair.
I think it's really, really unfair.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. So maybe, I don't think he is like SK really at all. I just think that, I agree with you. I think that's an unfair edit. But they edited him as if he had not an ulterior motive, but that he had secrets.
Yes, and that he consistently tried to say he was the victim in the relationship, and she was requiring him to compromise so much.
And I do think he does a little bit of that. I think that was because he said
it. I
think
that was real. I don't think I don't think he was really likable on the show. I don't think he came off as very likable at all. I think he's great with family. Like, he plays a good game. He gives good meat.
He works in sales.
Yeah, he's a salesman. And everything felt a little scammy with him. Yeah. That would be my turn. It felt a little scammy.
Well,
like he was trying to sell her something.
The data didn't add up to and computed to what we know of him. Shall we move on to our resident analyst, Paul and Micah?
So, if you haven't seen it, stop right now.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, stop right now. Thank you very much.
So, we know that Paul said no, y'all. And Micah says she 100% would have said yes. Do you think she's being truthful?
I do.
I kind of agree with you.
Because I think... Y'all, Micah never wants to look stupid, and that's why that's why when she asked Paul to say it first, but...
Well, she wanted to be chosen. Y'all, that was her the whole show. I think she would have said yes to anyone who really said yes to her, because she wanted to be chosen. She wanted to be validated that way. She wanted to be... sought. She wanted to be valued, and she literally wanted to be chosen as the best girl. And she was. Until she wasn't.
Till she wasn't.
God, we have never had a moment like, I think I want you to answer first. I by the way, I would totally do that.
If I was on the show. 100%.
I would totally say, you go first.
So they kind of, let's break it down. So we start to get little, because they did not show, they did not show a lot of, remember, was it one episode ago or two episodes ago when literally all we had was like 3 minutes of Micah and Paul the entire episode?
Yeah, they were making rings and that was it.
They were making rings and that was it. And I even told you, I was like, we got nothing of them. I guess they're happy.
Well,
that's because they wanted us to see that. I think there was a lot of conflict that we did not see.
That's true. I think that most of the things that we have seen is them when they were having conversations, he always would relinquish by saying, well, no, maybe we'll keep two places. So you see him playing the peacemaker, and she was kind of always seems like she was getting her way.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed like being more than willing to work it out in everything we saw. And the thing, what you saw her do to stand up for him was like when her friends, the Harpies, came for him, she basically said, I love him. That's just it. And y'all both, I can't remember one of the other ones' names, I know Shelby, of course, and Harpy too.
You know, but it led me on because for the first time in this episode, when Micah was talking to her bridesmaids, you know, before, like when they met with their mom, and they're like, what do you love about each other? And she was like, we just like want to live an epic life, an epic relationship. But this time, Micah actually said specifics like, I've hid parts of myself in other relationships, and those parts that I've hidden, he makes me feel calm about that. And I went, that's a great specific, and that's a great reason like why you would talk about being in love with someone.
And at the same time, he said...
And that is when she said, I just want to follow up. That is when she said, I don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to make me feel 100% chosen.
Yeah.
She said that. Yeah.
That's what she wants. That's what she wants her whole life. They want to choose her over all other girls.
Yeah.
That's it. That was the second part of that. She didn't say that out loud. Choose her over everybody else.
No, she did say that. Like she said, but I'm not going to get married to someone who doesn't make me feel 100% chosen. She actually said that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was saying over all the other girls.
Oh, yes. Over all the...
That was what was unsaid.
Especially Irina, because she hates her now. Yeah.
Which is why she was such a bee in the pods.
Yeah.
And she was too competitive.
Yeah.
Now, what was interesting, Paul said, you know, he's really tried to stretch why he's so into her. He says, well, we see the world the same. Not true. Not true.
You are extremely analytical.
He's like, I don't know. At the end of the day, it's like, fuck it. Let's have a good time. So his viewpoint was she brings me back to Earth a little bit, but at the same time, that's not the same thing as fuck it, let's have a good time. That means that's like nothing means anything kind of nihilism.
I mean, what's fuck it, let's have a good time to you?
Let's fucking have a good time.
Oh, very literal. You're a literal bitch.
I am. So the guys, I don't think we saw a lot. I don't think you said this earlier. I don't think we saw enough of them to fully get a substance of who they were.
I agree. Yeah. They because he's basically one of his friends said, do you feel like you're living differently this period? Like, and do you feel like you can change? And Paul's kind of, he said, well, my question is basically like, then Paul starts to say, well, my question is, can we get through? Basically meaning like, can we get through change? And then I went, wait a minute. You say that as if there's been like road bumps that we haven't seen that you need to get. Change? What is this thing y'all need to get through? Because we haven't seen it.
No, I agree. Later on, y'all... 80s character actor who plays the nosy neighbor, otherwise known as Micah's mother, visits her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've got to say, this woman's style could not be further from Micah's. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this woman is her actual mother.
I think it is.
How could this have birthed Micah?
I mean, maybe because it's just... It only makes sense in that Micah had to go so opposite of everything she knew.
God, that mousy mop of hair.
It's not good.
God bless her. I liked it when she said, some people, they're like, Dad's like, you put us through a lot. And Mom says, you know, some people date for years and then they get divorced. Well, what are you going to do? And she's like, but you know, like, what do you know? You know. And Mom went, you do know. She was doling out the knowledge.
She was. And then we get Paul's hugging his mom, and he says, or twin Micah, and basically she's all in. She's like, I love her, love her. And he's like,
They are a lot alike.
Yeah, he said, I wish I had a way to make this decision. And you kind of see everything seems great, but then we meet Paul's dad and Paul's stepmom, and it's a different story.
Who is wearing a dress with blue wings. I was obsessed with these wing shapes.
I'm kind of obsessed with his stepmother because she looks like a woman who just doesn't mind going around pissing people off.
Yeah. I don't know where they live. They look wealthy.
They look very wealthy. He looks just like his dad.
But I agree. But there's something about that dress with its wings made it look like royal coronation. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I loved it or hated it, but it was I've never seen things like that. She didn't seem like she was old enough to wear it. But it was giving like mother of the bride royal wedding.
It was.
All she needed was a hat.
Oh God. I want to start wearing hats to
weddings. I'm still thinking about that dress with wings, on the neckline.
We kind of start to see this is where the tone shifts because the stepmom's like, are you okay? And Paul says, quote, I'm not even close to being okay. And I went, okay, that's a strong statement from someone who we think might say yes.
Yeah.
Dad's like, you got to do what makes you happy. And I went, they seemed like they already knew he was going to say no to me.
Well, I came to a conclusion after it's over. I'll share that. So the wedding, y'all, or the ceremony, Micah's basically going, oh my God, 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 and gasping because she's realizing this is either going to be the best day of her life or complete and utter humiliation.
Well, because she's giggling. She even walks down the aisle. She looks pretty. Her makeup's a little too heavy, but she looks pretty. But she hugs him and she says, I missed you. And so it's like what Paul has done, he doesn't realize he has tamed the jaguar in
jaguar.
Her. That's what I said.
You said jaguar.
That's what I said, jaguar.
It's jaguar.
But we don't say it like we say jaguar.
No, you do not.
Yes, we do. In Oklahoma, we say jaguar because we play the Jaguars. You don't say jaguars. Who says wars? Jaguar?
Everybody?
No, it's a jaguar.
No, it's not. I hate to tell you.
That's what we
the
say.
The O-E-D says jaguar. And the O-E-D is the only god we have left.
Well,
we killed all the other ones.
In Southern Oklahoma, we say jaguar and mountain lion.
Yeah, we need to move on. I don't think this is solvable. I think we'll have to leave this here.
How do you say mountain lion?
Mountain lion.
Huh?
Mountain lion. Mountain lion? Better?
Mountain lion.
I've just never heard anyone say jaguar before.
Yeah, jaguar.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to move on. So
Purcell Jaguars. Yeah, they beat us every year. Wait, no, they were the Dragons. Who were the Jaguars? Now it was the Dixon Comets, Hilton Bulldogs. Was it Duncan? I think Duncan Jaguars. I can't remember. There was a Jaguar, one of them. Atoka. I think it was the Atoka Jaguars. I think that's what it was.
I hate this.
Sorry. Okay. I think I'm wrong.
I just need to say things like, I hate this. I can't even play along because the word, you're saying it wrong and you're saying towns that I think are made up. So.
Maybe it's Warika. Okay. I'm here. I'm sorry.
God. Now, their officiant looks like a high schooler who won a contest to write the best wedding speech.
I did notice this
like
officiant.
She won.
She looks very, very young.
Like 18 years old or a very young college student.
Y'all, I 100% believe a lot of these PAs had to get ordained by the Universalist Church.
Yeah, it always feels like they're trying to... They're trying to match a vibe, but it's just a little like, who's going to be their officiant? Is it going to be, I fully expect it to be a woman in like one thing will be like a woman in one of those scooter wheelchairs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll just be and she'll have a big blue bouffant.
Yes.
Like it'll just be someone.
Yes.
Man in like full like Samoan costume.
100%. 100%.
Huh. And he does like with the tattoos and everything that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
British nanny dressed as Mary Poppins.
Yes.
that'll be one of the.
It's time to ask yourselves, is Lord blind? Blimey, it's not today.
And then if someone says no, she pops out her bag and says, here, darling, take a ticket tissue.
Yes. And then she floats away an umbrella.
Floats away. So what did you think? Micah says, this was interesting to me. Micah, I think, is trying to make good TV, but she says, you made me feel that there are parts of me that I thought were unlovable and those parts were good. And that's why I could do this.
I think she means that.
Me too. I think this might be the first serious relationship she's ever had.
I think the problem with Paul for Micah is that she's with someone who's not emotionally intelligent. Like, I don't mean that he's dumb. I just think he's kind of a bit of, when it comes to emotional vocabulary, and because he's so intellectual, those things are really hard for him, and he often doesn't have the words. So like you mentioned earlier, instead of putting words and voice and kind of syntax to that, he actually doesn't respond and kind of avoids it. But what that's been telling Micah, y'all, if you're in a relationship, if you're avoiding something, then someone's going to, part of them could very easily believe then that behavior, what I said then is okay.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I think that's where, that was the jump that I think she made, like maybe these shittier parts of herself or like kind of the shady, like he never said a lot about that. And so maybe she thought he loves that about me.
I think it might have been, he might have been the first person who was actually kind to her, which is really sad.
That she dates guys that treat her like
shit. I know. That's why Shelby's had to kill them all.
Listen to Poodle on this, because game recognizes game.
Game recognizes game. Wow. That's true. That's a read, and it's fair, though.
Oh, me and Micah, we got a lot of similarities.
Jake, I mean, I've had guys treat me like shit too, but.
No, but boy, in my 20s, treat me like garbage and ignore me. I'll follow you anywhere.
Do it in your 20s, not like me in your 40s.
Yeah.
Done earlier.
Yeah, that's true. Wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's even sadder.
It's sadly, it is. And Paul. She's like, I feel really lucky. And Paul said, I question a lot of things, but there's no question in my mind, my love for you. It's so rare for me. It had to be us. And I go, okay.
And I went, that's when I went, uh-oh.
And Micah said, the best thing I can give you is the opportunity to answer first.
I screamed.
Well, I screamed. We're kind of all Shelby when Shelby said, I wish I was drunker.
Now, I don't think that's possible.
No, she's fucking
definitely
lit.
Had four mimosas.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And a flask.
And then Paul, he says it.
I love you. But, and I went.
Gung-go.
I gasped.
I did too.
And I don't think we can choose each other right now. And this is interesting.
I think we're not there.
And I thought, he's like, maybe with a little time. And I screamed out, nope, you got to walk away forever. Like Nick Lachey says.
Walk away forever.
You are forbidden from ever laying eyes on each other again, because those are the rules of Love is Blind. Because we say it every fucking time.
Every time.
Oh, I hate that.
I know.
Anyway, so basically, Micah says she's trying to put on a brave face. Honestly, that's why I thought you were going to say, this whole time I've wanted to feel love and be told that you love me, but it never felt safe. And so what do you think What do you think she needed from him that she never got? What do you think would have made her say, I felt loved?
I think in Micah's defense.
No, I totally agree. I do agree with her. He never gave her that.
I think Paul is a hard person to love because I think he is not emotional. I think she needs constant, like, think about how much she would say, I miss you. I miss you. She probably, and Paul maybe recognizes that as either neediness or just a need he can't meet. I bet there's a lot of quiet moments with Paul where Micah is talking all the time.
Yeah.
Paul is in his head a lot. He's thinking. He probably is not affirming you constantly and validating your love.
I think that's exactly what she needs. She needs affirmations. She needs
And there's nothing wrong with
love
that.
Language.
No, that's what you need. Yeah.
And she shouldn't. And you should ask for it. And she leaves crying. And Shelby goes, I relieved. That's just how I wanted it to go.
And I went,
where's my stogie?
So glad you feel bad for your friend. Wow.
What empathy. What a Harridan.
You forgot to say she was smiling and laughing as she was saying it. Like, oh my God, that's Sarah.
Just a wretched person.
Get
rid of toxic friends like that in your life.
Oh, Micah, get the fuck rid of Shelby.
You know what, though? A lot of times we need that. Get rid of your birth mother, as Michelle said.
From Bloody Day, yes. Get rid of your birth mother.
I still laugh about that almost daily when I think about her. Or when I think about Darcy and Stacey, a laugh out loud moment is when she said, Zach is just so embraceful. He's just so embraceful.
So embraceful.
I can just say, he's very embraceful. And I can start laughing. There are moments that that I can take from these shows that I will always crack myself up.
Agreed.
Oh, I should have been drinking out of my goblet.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush.
Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are four tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Oh, yes, I'm drinking out of my... Oh, I almost spilled my Love is Blind goblet. Thank you, someone
you
at
your
Netflix
brand
who will
safety.
Not be me.
Anyway, y'all, he goes after her and just kind of stands there because he is just like, he is
at this point, he is a computer that's restarting itself. And he just stares at her.
Boom.
And he's like, get away. I feel so awful. And then he said, I really hate this. And I understand why people in crisis have to say this. Do you hate me? And I don't know what the, is there an option to say?
That is, that, y'all, people say that. He's saying that because he's, when people say that, they're honestly making it about them.
Yep.
And he's being selfish in that moment. He needs to think about what Brett would say. If Brett did something like that, first of all, he would never.
He would never.
But he probably would say, not that you hate me, but say, I'm sorry, I know. Like, he probably would try to meet where she is. But I think that's just a clear example that, y'all, Paul is a man child. He's
that
a
is,
boy.
That was my conclusion. He's extreme. He is not ready to get married. He's not ready to be in a serious relationship.
No.
He needs to kind of, he's so, the work he does keeps him in his own head and away from his own story and emotions.
He needs to grow his hair out again and just fuck some people.
Oh, my God. That picture of him long-haired.
He's pretty hot with long hair.
I think he's a mama's boy, and he is trying to stay young for as long as he can. He's intellectually far superior to his emotional state.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
It's not a... I will say this, and it's going to be hard for her because she has such problems with confidence and vulnerability. It's not about Micah.
No, I agree with you.
I don't know if he would have married anyone.
I agree with you. I don't think he would have married, what's her name? Helena?
Hilda? Helena?
I'm just coming up with
Helena Bonham Carter was on this show.
I feel like it started with the, or no, it was a name like everybody else has, I believe. Julia?
Alex?
I can't remember what the girl's name was.
Well, he's not going to marry her either.
No, he's not.
He's
should
not.
Have chosen. Yeah. Anyway, so.
But Micah says, I don't want you here. I don't want you here. It's too hurtful. It feels hurtful.
Did you buy what he said about, I could never see her as a mother? That was his main reason?
Yeah. Oh, his main reason.
Yeah.
No. I didn't take that as his main reason. I took his main reason being that he couldn't be with her because she's a bitch. Basically, I mean that because he said she doesn't have this nurturing. Yeah. And I agree with you. That makes sense because he's a big mama's boy.
Exactly. That was what I was going to say. Yeah.
Is he from New Orleans?
Yeah. Southern Louisiana.
So it goes in that we talk about, I don't want to say their name because you're going to do it.
Mama Jovi and Jovi Child.
But when we talk about Jovi,
you're my boy.
When we talk
sweet
about
baby,
when we talk about Jovi and y'all, if y'all remember, Poodles went to school and fucked a lot of guys in Baton Rouge.
Oof.
But that is that there
red
is
red stick, and it was lots of red sat on lots of red sticks.
Some
pink ones and some black ones too.
Wow. All right then. Don't know how to respond to that. But I think what I was going to say was you talked though about how we've talked about this on Southern Charm, but how even in New Orleans, that in the like Charleston, you've talked about them having Peter Pan syndrome, but with Jovi, you said very much in like the New Orleans area, there's these strong motherly influences that baby their kids so
much. They don't grow up. They don't grow up, and the wives become their next mother. Yeah.
So it's like Paul just admitted he was looking for another mother.
Yep. Yep. No, it's so Oedipal, it's ridiculous.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but in reality, Micah's the one who won out in this situation.
She's also the better catch, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
I know.
At least you could kind of meet her halfway in some things. I don't think Paul's ready for a relationship.
I think Paul will be a great catch in 10 years.
Yep.
Because I think he's not a bad guy. I think he's a nice guy.
I don't think they should allow men on this show younger than 30.
I agree.
I think that would solve so many of these problems.
Yeah.
Men, y'all, you don't need to marry a man your same age. Hell no.
No.
They need to be at least 5 years older to just be competitive with you. You know, you could outsmart them so quickly.
Wow.
That's 10 years is great, honestly.
You really prefer 30 because then they have a little bit of dementia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better that way. Contracts aren't easily decipherable with a little dementia.
They get confused.
Yeah. Makes it easier to, the balance is a little off. Yeah. Anyway, good times. But wow. They go away.
He says, I love her. He says, I love you so much.
I don't know if he knows what that is.
I don't think he knows what that is either. Yeah. I agree. I just don't think he has the depth for it. Micah's mom comes in and hugs her, and she said,
he's an idiot.
And she says, I feel really broken. I feel like a disaster. What I will say, Micah has an opportunity to do two things. Micah does have an opportunity to either, you know, what's that Leonard Cohen quote you say about being broken?
We're all broken. That's where the light gets in.
I think she has an opportunity to, like, from this brokenness, become a better person and actually realize, or
be on perfect match.
Be on perfect match and just completely double down on who she was before.
I see much more options in letter B for her.
Yeah.
Tiffany and Brett.
Oh, God.
I got to say, this wedding and what was leading up to it was everything I wanted it to be. I cried several times. The mishap with Brett and the tailoring and him freaking out, that was the freak out that we saw.
That actually was really riveting, because that's the one thing that'll piss him off is he's a fashion guy. And it was kind of like,
this thing was not happy about her pants.
Oh,
I get y'all, it.
This episode we met Miss Brett and I liked her.
I know.
Yes.
And then we took it to the tailor, who was probably named Luba. or something. She's like, I fix it very fast. Did I do okay? And you know what? Luba did great.
She did great.
It was 30 minutes before the wedding. I loved this moment. Marshall shows up. I got a little emotional when I saw him. And y'all, Marshall was just trying to keep it fucking together. Because remember, Marshall was the one who told Brett, this is the one for you. She's not for me, but Tiffany's for you.
Yeah, he said that. And Marshall said, you know, it's a little hard to be here, but it's not about me. I'm here for you. I mean, really, y'all, we could go through all their family and all that, but it's all their wonderful people. I mean, when Ella looks at Tiffany and says, look at my baby, I cried. Like,
I love her mom. I love his dad. And
I love his dad. I love her. I love them all. When he talks to her dad and they sit down.
Oh, my God. And he gets the blessing. This is just how you do a wonderful, wonderful Love is Blind wedding. It was lovely.
It was great. And so the crying we saw before was her just crying because she was so happy. And the thing of saying, I don't want any surprises about his pants. Tiffany looks gorgeous.
I loved all like the little styling too.
Yes.
I liked the hair ornament. I loved the kind of Grecian belt. I loved everything about the dress.
Brett looks like how a man should look on his wedding day.
That he was definitely the best well-dressed man, the best dressed man.
I need him to fuck me in that tux.
Okay. That got a little real.
Yikes. Although, but I kind of like that.
That was like kind of uncomfortable.
I used to love that, but I was a Minute Play fan. I love a guy in a suit that's going to dick me down.
But they take the suit off, right?
They can leave parts of it on, and then I do things with the tie.
Oh, I'm a little getting that bile coming up, so we're going to move on.
Oh, please. Get ready. Get ready now. You're going to hear it from me.
Ooh, maybe just save those.
Okay, let's talk. And Brett says he's not, but as soon as he sees her and he walks down, he starts to cry.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
Let's talk about their vows.
I think Tiffany said that your soul is so beautiful and you made me better. You don't judge me. You've been consistently yourself. I was crying at this point. And then Brett said this. I doubted I'd fall in love, and you were the opposite of what I thought I would meet. And I could hear the love in your voice.
Your voice. I just felt love in your voice.
And y'all,
I could be a better man for you and our future family.
Love is alive.
Love is alive at a breakfast table every day of the week. Love is alive at a day in the burning room and out of me.
I don't know the last words of that. I think you just made them up.
Oh, love is alive and it's here by me. Little Judd's for y'all this morning.
Yeah. So Brett says, I will. And so does Tiffany, y'all. This was from their match, this was a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
They tried to do that with Lauren Cameron. This was even less of a softball this time. There was no...
I'm kind of glad they didn't, because they tried to edit Lauren and Cameron that way, like they were waffling.
Yeah.
And I think they realized, we don't need to do that. We can have one couple that's just about love.
Yeah.
And when they're talking afterwards, he said, I'm thrilled to start our life together. And he looks at her and he says, Tiffany Brown. And I went, ooh. And she's like, let's go to the bridal suite and get it on, Mr. Brown. And I'm like, okay.
Nothing like fucking at your wedding when your guests are waiting.
That's the poodle way. Mark my words. I think they're going to be pregnant in like a year.
I hope so. Someone says that they think someone theorized that the live show is to reveal that she's pregnant.
I think they're going to be our first Love is Blind baby.
I hope so.
And then I want them to get pregnant, and it's been 3 years, and it's maybe Lauren and Cam will get pregnant, and then they'll have babies together, and then I can go to the baby showers.
They're not going to invite you.
I love a baby shower.
I will say, it wouldn't technically be the first Love is Blind baby America.
Ooh, that's a tease for at the end of the show with our social media Love is Blind minutes. Are you just going to say it?
Can I just say it?
Just
say
it. I don't want to forget it.
Because fucking Bartiz has a son that has a very, like short window of time. He could have impregnated a woman because he was on the show. And then I think he had like a couple of months in there. And then he went to film Perfect Match. And he was back. And then he had a baby.
We don't know who the woman is. Or some people speculate.
They found her name, but she's deleted all her socials.
She doesn't want to be. We don't know if they're together. I don't think they are.
I don't
a lot
think
of people
are
saying they were just a hookup and she got pregnant.
Yeah. Because he knew he never wraps it up.
You know what? Poodle and I can't judge that, because if we got pregnant from hookups, let's be honest, Jake would be running a children's school at this point.
Or I'd have an orphanage on the speed dial.
Yeah, I would definitely have a whole, like, I'd be a stage mom and all my children would just be a touring orchestra.
Wow. Zach and Bliss, I think this was the last, this was my great hope for the season. And it was the most kind of suspense.
Who knew we were going to say that out of this couple?
I totally got the most excited out of these two.
Same.
Yeah.
This is one that I had the biggest reaction to whenever they both said I do.
I think they are two lovely weirdos.
Yep.
And a weirdo found they're going to go to Harry Potter World together. They're gonna obsess over nerdy things together, and I think they're both intelligent, and they
I'm very happy. I'm very happy for them. What do you think? So he's talking to all his friends about how he grew up, and they're like, the only reason that I didn't choose her is because we had a fight about how I grew up and how her family was, and she's like, oh, it's fine. And basically he was thinking that she didn't really get it, and that was enough for him because it was such a trigger. And he chose the woman who was telling him everything he wanted to hear.
Which I think that tracks. I don't think he's saying that to save face. I think we've got to realize Zach really has some self-confidence issues.
Oh, yeah.
He knows this. And so you see him kind of processing it in real time. And I bet you that he looks back on this time of he could have lost the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah, yeah. Later on, he's basically talking about her parents, and he's like, her mother's a saint. She's wonderful. He's like, her dad, he's smart. He's tough. He could have thrown dad under a bus, because I'm sure dad has said some shitty things to him.
Yeah.
Zach is even saying, logically, we haven't had enough time. So I was still a little worried that he was going to say no. I for some reason never thought she would. I feel like that would be she's too authentic for that. To be shitty about that.
I think I actually felt okay about this because I thought they both already, this is their second chance. So they both already agreed to the second chance. So I felt like they would say yes. Yeah.
Y'all, he's talking to his sister, Alexa, and his grandmother is there. And they're like, well, there's one person who can't be here today. And
his mom, like, y'all, because she's
obviously
dead.
And he's like, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for my mother's love. And I know she's watching me. And I wrote down, she's working that pole in heaven. I couldn't help myself.
Too soon, poodle. Too soon, poodle.
She's
watching
me.
Day of love.
Working that pole.
This is why we don't get invited to things. This is why we can't interview Zach. Because he would be in a beautiful moment talking, and you would just go, pole dancer, stripper, 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 and ruin it.
You know me. Anytime something
Yes, I do.
I'm thinking, but the first thing is like, I know she'd be here. And I was like, she's on that pole. She's watching you. I'm not shaming it. I just think it's hysterical.
Y'all, this is why you ask why we don't get cast members on our show from the shows we cover.
Yeah.
It's not because of me.
That's true. I still stand. I know you hated her dress. I still stand behind this dress. I don't usually like dresses like this. They are very boobalicious for me. But somehow she pulls it off because she's tall, broad-shouldered. I love this look for her.
Okay, I think I don't love it.
Yeah.
However, now that it's been fitted to her and
yeah,
with the
better
styling and her hair, and it looks much, 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 much better. Much better.
It's very different than your normal wedding dress, and it kind of fits her.
It does have an, what it didn't have before with the fit, it does now. It does have an air of romanticism about it, and I do
it's
like
not
that.
Slutty Mama's Family.
That's fair.
Not Naomi from Mama's Family. That's Slutty Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
It's much better fitted. So Zach walks in. He's walking down the aisle. Bliss is there with both her parents, and her dad says, today's going to be a great day no matter what. And so go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, did you hear the mom and the dad was like grumping? Mom kept saying, look at me, look at me. So mom knows. There's a reason mom divorced that man.
Yeah.
Mom was trying to say, forget that grump. Just look at me. I felt just so much love from her mother at that point where she was just.
I love her mother. I think, but I was nervous though when she walked in because you can't tell with Zach. Zach looked, and even his grandma said, he looked scared. He looked like.
He was white.
He was white. And that's where I went a little bit like, oh, fuck. If he fucking.
I know.
It brought her in the second time around and says, no, he's going to be skewered on this show.
Y'all, the wedding officiant
in this wedding
was
Carolyn, the accounts payable manager of the resort.
They didn't have any last minute.
She was just kind of blonde with glasses, kind of statuesque woman. She was there. Loves corgis.
Who doesn't? With short little feet. So cute.
Everything in her office is corgi.
Yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Corgi those calendar.
She doesn't have one, though, because she's allergic.
Mm-hmm. Really was really worried when the queen died where they were going to go.
Remember when someone said, well, they'll be buried with her and euthanized. Jesus.
Yeah.
Y'all, he basically says these vows, the moment I fell in love with you was the moment I told you goodbye. And I thought, that's the most poetic thing I've ever heard in a Love is Blind.
That was pretty fucking beautiful.
And she kind of was looking at her, and you, as soon as he said that, she's looking and you saw her smile, and I went, this is fine. This is fine.
When he said, he had the best vows because he said, your actions speak so much more than you say. He said,
oh, God.
He said, you don't ache to tell me you love me. You show me that you love me.
I'm tearing up now.
You don't ache to show me. I mean, you can tell he's an attorney, so he knows how to turn a phrase. Oh, yeah.
She says, your perception of the world is so beautiful. You're so kind. You're maybe the kindest person I've ever met. And I've never met someone like you. And you make me feel very special.
And she said, I believe in second chances, and how you care about others is amazing to me.
He didn't blink the entire time.
No, not once.
Still constant eye contact, staring right through her.
Right through her.
That would take a lot for me to get used to. Especially during sex, where he just stares at you. Because I already do that. Come on!
Yeah, you do. So Zach goes first, and I was more nervous about him. And I was standing up. I had to stand up and watch this. I couldn't sit down. And when he said, I do, I screamed and I jumped up and like twirled around.
That wasn't my response.
What was your
reaction?
Mine
was that I felt like my bowels unclenched for the first time in 3 weeks for watching this show.
You just immediately shat yourself on your couch.
All over my couch.
Just
took a huge shit.
Just
it's a good thing the rubber sheets were on from my last
like
hookup.
A broken Dutch levee. Just kaboosh.
When the levees broke. Wow.
Y'all, so, she says I do too, and then he grabs her and he dips her and kisses her.
It's lovely.
Oh!
The ratio this time was 50-50. And I think that's our best ratio. I think it's because we only had four couples. I think Marshall and, first of all, they would have never made it. But Marshall and Jackie would have been probably a no.
Yeah, she would have said no.
That's the ratio that I think
he might have said no
consistently. We've had two couples and three saying no.
So Paul said kind of in the aftermath, he's standing in the rain. He said, I thought love is enough. But I would like to be grateful for what we have.
Love just ain't enough.
And Micah said, I knew he needed to say I do first. She said, I would have said yes 100%. It was an easy decision for me. Ugh. And then y'all,
they played the song.
I
cannot believe they paid for this. I did not think this would happen. I listened to mine on a high speed and was like, I hope you dance. like a gay remix.
It's true. Oh, there's a version of Gladys Knight. Gladys Knight sings I Hope You Dance.
Good for her. I still go on record to saying that your wedding dance song should not be about dancing. I think it is a hat on a hat. I think it's also quite basic. That being said, I loved this dance. Never lose your sense of wonder.
Ooh, for Gladys Knight.
I like it. I love Gladys Knight.
How did you? Let's fast forward.
Oh, there's a gospel choir.
Yes. Oh my! This is so much better as a gospel song. This is great.
We can't hear it when you're like grooving to it and barely holding it near the microphone.
You know what? Okay.
We're not paying for that.
Yeah, we're not paying for that. Okay. So
I don't think I have anything else to say. You know,
let's talk a little bit about our social media then.
Oh, question. I wrote this down. Are Chelsea and Kwame going to be the Alexa and Brennan for the social media? Is it going to be, they're just going to pound us with raw dog us with content of them being the perfect couple?
They
could
Mr.
and Mrs. Lemieux. Blech. God, I can't stand them.
They could. Possibly. I don't know. What's interesting about this, normally the Love is Blind reunion is filmed like halfway through the season. But because of this, I think this is the first time we've ever had a reunion where they've got to see every single episode air and how they were perceived.
I think so.
That makes it, y'all, you don't think about that on these reality shows, even The Housewives or 90 Day. They film like about two-thirds the way through the season, so they haven't seen all the episodes. They don't know their edit.
Yeah, Micah's going to be medicated.
Yeah. So maybe Kwame, maybe let's see, as RuPaul says, who blames it? Let's see who blames it on the edit.
Oh, if they were perceived negatively, they're gonna blame the edit.
This is a good week. Love is Blind finale and the RuPaul Drag Race finale.
I guarantee you, whenever I'm on a reality show, whichever one I'm on,
got to apply.
I will blame the edit.
Oh, you will.
Even if I'm a nightmare.
Jake will say, I was not sitting on that straight man's dick in the middle of the night. I thought that was the toilet and that was a bidet.
This is fictional footage. I don't even know where they got it. Nothing has happened.
So the social media that we have is, we can talk a bit about,
saw it if you follow the show at all.
Yeah, but it's mainly about Jackie and Marshall. There's a lot of it. Again, I mentioned the Kwame thing and you mentioned Bartiz, but it really is, kind of rampant speculation. There's two things that are kind of, I think, prominent. One is about Jackie's sexual health. And I don't know if I feel comfortable spreading that, but it is going around I've seen a lot of that about
that. And Marshall is the one who brought this up.
Oh, he brought it up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then we should talk about it then.
Marshall was the one who brought it up. So it wasn't other people speculating about her sexual. It was him.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that he talked about it. So,
well, how would anybody else know?
So basically correct me if I'm wrong, but he basically said,
let's say what happened first, because that's what started this.
Okay.
So the first bit of news were texts that were released, a TikToker from London, texts that were released from Jackie to one of her friends, basically very homophobic comments about Marshall, saying that he has sugar in his tank, he twerking on the bed, and she thought that was not that. So it brings a lot of context to parts about, I need you to be more aggressive with me. And everything turns into homophobia. That's what it was.
Because she wants Josh really is the perfect guy that she would date. She wants to date an aggro, super hyper masculine guy that treats her like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably aggressive and probably would hit her occasionally.
Honestly,
she normally thinks is normal.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And so that's why it puts a lot of context. We were thinking that was just sexually. That's not the case.
No, it's energetically.
She wants that energetically. She wants someone who is a little threatening.
She's a little scared of.
That can reinforce what sounds like she might have grown up in. Or used to. She also just made super derogatory things about talking about, we're going to ride this out as far as we can.
Basically, she was just staying with him to be on the show. She knew she didn't want to be with him from the get, from very early on.
And anyway, and then she...
which makes sense of that bullshit thing where she goes up behind and hugs him and says, just love me. And it sounded so fake because it was.
And she clapped back with this and says, well, wait till you hear about something he said about a trans person. And I'm like, this is not what you do. You address what you said. You don't...
I mean, if he said something about someone trans, that's fucking terrible. And people shouldn't say that. But that is the totally, look over there.
It's look over there. That is what it is.
Yeah.
It's funny that people either think that'll work. Anyway, it was also, I think Marshall has revealed to everyone that she did not make it known to production that she had herpes. And he saw medication for it and did not tell. And obviously they'd been having unprotected sex. And
well, even if you do have protected sex, you can still get herpes like at the base of your.
Right. But so he was obviously pissed about that.
Which that's a good point of how much is that the show's responsibility or is that a couple's responsibility to ask those questions and talk about that?
Seems like there should have been, well, maybe she, but like, there's got to be medical forms, you'd think.
You'd think, but I feel like, I don't put that on the show. I feel like if you're
that's on her. That's on her.
It's on him, too. Like, did he ask? I don't know if he asked or not. Like, did he ask? Like,
I don't know if that's on the partner to ask. Well, no,
that's true. No. But it is... I guess it is good. It just brings up, it's good to have a conversation, but it is on her. Yes. I'm sorry. It is on her, to divulge that.
Yeah. It's on, if you have something like that, you need to say, just so you're aware, this is something that is treatable for me. That's why this is medication, but I do have this and, I can understand not being told about it and being quite upset.
I mean, I let people know, I like say, look, my ass has teeth. So once I latch on, you ain't going to get out
anal
of there.
Anal dentata.
Yeah.
Right, Nessie?
Leave me out of this. So I will say that Jackie also says that the rings were paid for by Love is Blind. He didn't buy the ring.
So what?
Yeah, it's the whole, but I know, again, it's that whole shirking responsibility. She's an asshole.
Terrible. Yeah, I think she might go down and was one of the biggest villains. Oof. Yeah.
God, I hope that she ends up getting with SK after this and they just fuck over each other. Because I will say this, at least Josh is gross. But at least you can see him coming and you know who he is.
It's true. She pretended to be someone else who wasn't. Yep.
Yeah. I think that's all of our social media minutes on this, right?
Yes. That is the show proper for us. The next time we see y'all will be live on Love is Live.
Hopefully.
Love is Live on Sunday, Sunday, April 16th, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. I don't know if they will or not. I don't know.
We will be doing an actual after show about the reunion, because of Jake's schedule and things like that. It's not going to be, don't message us and say, where is it? I need it. It's going to be a little bit later. That's why we're doing the live. So y'all can kind of get our initial reactions now, but it might be several days. Because someone's in the middle of a show. So just bear with us on that.
Yeah. Someone's in the middle of a show.
God, I'm so fucking sick of hearing about this show. Please.
It's like me with your dead dad.
Yeah. God. Now, boy.
Now you get it.
Just as bad. Now I get it.
Zach's mom is smiling up in heaven. She's still on the pole.
Yeah, she sure is. All right, everybody. That's it. That's Love is Blind. We will see y'all for the reunion, and then that's it. And then we'll after that we'll catch you on Love Is Blind after the altar.
Hey, Zachy, I see you up there.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Honey.
And if you're
put a dollar in there.
I just got to roll with this, y'all, so we can end it. So if you're a stripper and you're hanging out in heaven dancing on that pole, and when God
who
looks
wants
at
a lap dance, baby Jesus.
Well, when God and the Holy Spirit looks at you, heavenly stripper, and asks you and says, "What's life's eternal question?" What does that stripper utter as she dances on that pole?
The question is, do you have a wife? But no, the question is. Is love blind?
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's reality gaze presenting.
Love is blind.
Yeah. Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.